Penguin Random House Audio presents The Platinum Age of Television. From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific. This is the author, David Bean Cooley. Introduction. If you're going to look at the history and the evolution of television, quality TV in particular, there may be no better place to start than Mel Brooks. He was writing for Sid Caesar in TV's early days in the 1940s and 1950s, and teamed with his fellow Your Show of Shows veteran Carl Reiner in the 1960s to record the first of several classic comedy albums featuring his 2,000-year-old man. Brooks, in character as the oldest man alive, had seen everything and had his own funny spin on it all. And because Brooks, in real life, has been witness to the entire history of television, I asked him to put it all in perspective, his perspective. He says, warming to the challenge. Let's begin. First of all, in the beginning, there's a like 4-inch picture tube that you have to look at with a magnifying glass to begin with. And now, in Carl Reiner's living room, there's a 100-inch screen which will blind you, you know? That has changed dramatically. At the beginning, there were only a few shows. And very quickly there'd be a thing called a test pattern, with a kind of whistle, a whine at the end of it. That meant for you to wake up and turn off the TV, you know, so they had that sound. And everything, of course, was in black and white, and fuzzy. It was all fuzzy. And then it was clear. I don't remember when we went to color. We were in black and white for a long time. But today, all television has changed. I mean, all television now, you can see really good writing. I mean, really good writing. I love Breaking Bad. I love the good one.